Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 14th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, representatives of the Folds of Honor charity rang the closing bell at Cboe Global Markets, along with those from River North Patriot ETF, the symbol is FLDZ, that contributes 90% of its management fees to the charity. The ETF moved to Cboe in December of 2022 from NYSE Arca. The Folds of Charity benefits not only military families, but also first responders. Dan Rooney is the founder of Folds of Honor, and he hit the bell with the prosthetic leg of a veteran who was beside him, who also pulled the clapper in the bell to close Wednesday's session. After the session ended, Cboe played a video featuring Dan Rooney, which you can find on the front page of the Folds of Honor website, about the origin of the organization. This was the first time Cboe had played such a video after a bell ringing, and the entire Cboe floor community stayed for the video, which is commendable. MEMX shared the news that its new MEMX options traded 43,096 average daily contracts in November, up from 16,218 in October. It also said QQQ option products were added on November 28th, and six more symbols, Apple, Amazon, EEM, HYG, TLT, and VXX, were rolled out on December 12th. Keith Andrew posted on LinkedIn that he's starting a new position as co-founder at Artian AI. Our most read story yesterday from the previous edition of JLN Options were: zero-day options are all the rage, but don't forget the lessons of Volmageddon from the street. Citadel sees departure of four portfolio managers from Bloomberg. The presidential election, Fed policy, and other big trends for options market in 2024 from Barron's. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's another video from our FIA Asia 2023 coverage. CQG's expansion strategies and AI focus unveiled in FIA Asia 2023 interview. In a recent interview at FIA Asia 2023, Patrick Kenny and Benjamin Song of CQG shared insights into their company's strategies and initiatives in the Asian markets in an interview with Robert Lothian of John Lothian News. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Putin says Russia wants to reach agreement on return of Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich. Russian president says he hopes to find a solution regarding Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, who are both in Russian custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia wants to reach an agreement on the return of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who is currently in Russian custody on an allegation of espionage that he, the journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. My comment: free Evan now. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street traders go all in on great monetary pivot of 2024. After clashing in recent years, Wall Street traders and the Federal Reserve are, for once, broadly in sync. The great monetary pivot is near as central bankers engineer a once unthinkable soft landing in the world's largest economy. That's the big picture takeaway after the Fed gave its clearest signal yet that its historic policy tightening campaign is over by projecting more aggressive interest rate cuts in 2024, in the process igniting one of the biggest post-meeting rallies in recent memory. My comment. I have a theory about the Fed. They're all gold bugs, and when gold made a new all-time high, they decided it was time to pivot. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story, by a wide margin, was from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. NASDAQ will repurpose tech from curtailed crypto foray. Second was FINRA's story, statement before the Subcommittee on Capital Markets of U.S. House of Representatives Financial Services Committee. Third was Trading Technologies. Trading Technology announces new dedicated business lines to fuel growth across asset classes in 2024. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Toronto exchange owner buys ETF index firm in financial data strategy. TMX Group Limited, the owner of the Toronto Stock Exchange and other trading venues, agreed to buy an index provider to the exchange-traded fund industry, expanding deeper into financial data. TMX will pay $848 million to buy the 78% of VettaFi Holdings LLC that it doesn't already own, financing the deal with bank debt, according to a statement late Wednesday. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. Europe's stock exchanges face calls to reform fees to challenge Wall Street. Top stock exchange operators in Europe are under pressure from some investors and brokers to trim and simplify their fees to build a deeper capital market that challenges Wall Street's allure to new companies' listings. The European Union has long sought to make its fragmented capital markets more efficient, with Britain also trying to find new ways to attract big-ticket IPOs since Brexit. And then lastly, here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street makes zero progress in energy finance transition. The industry needs to get to a 4-to-1 ratio of clean energy versus fossil fuel financing. At the end of last year, it was 0.73 to 1, little change from 2021. The world's largest banks are showing little or no progress when it comes to their promise to help the world avoid the worst consequences of global warming. According to researchers at Bloomberg NEF, the ratio of spending on low carbon infrastructure relative to fossil fuel needs to reach 4-to-1 by 2030. At the end of last year, the so-called energy supply banking ratio, which includes debt and equity underwriting, was 0.73 to 1, slightly worse than the 0.75 to 1 ratio reported in 2021. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.